No, I'm not going there. There's no chance I'm going there. But, Mitch Keller definitely took at least... Okay, he was really, really good. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates, coming to you from San Diego, where, man, the Pirates were just good all around last night in beating the Padres 2-1. They've now taken half of the six meetings between these teams, and for anybody who doesn't know, the local team around here happens to have pretty high expectations. And in this game, the Pirates just came out and pitched. And then they pitched some more. And then they just kept pitching. Along the way, yeah, scored a couple of scratch and claw type runs. But it started with Keller. And if all I'm going to do is bury this guy all season long, that won't be all that fair, and it also won't be accurate. Keller pitched 5 2/3 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, and he was taken out of the game with runners at the corners, and Sam Howard came in to face Eric Hosmer, and that was left on left, and anytime it's Sam Howard left on left, it's game over. It was only the sixth inning, but it felt like game over when Howard got the ground out. Keller was aggressive. His approach was no nonsense. There wasn't any nibbling. There wasn't even that much of a variance to his pitch selection. He told me after the game that he was just watching what Jacob Stallings put down and throwing exactly that. Well, what Stallings put down again and again and again was one finger. And from there, he would move his mitt into one place. And that's what got this done. Here's something I had for Keller afterward.
Mitch, there was a pitch that you threw to Austin Nola. I want to say it was a 1-2 count. Jacob lined up for a fastball, and you blazed it right to his mitt. Is that kind of the way this game went for you? Was Jacob said, throw it here, throw it hard, and it happened for you?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't shake him one time. Wow. I just put, like, we had a game plan was to establish a fastball and use it in and out. And I mean, he did exactly that. And I just followed along, man. Whatever he was throwing down, I was just going for it. And just whenever we get into something like that, I mean, it's really special because there's no, like, questioning anything he's putting down. Anything he's putting down, I feel really confident in.
That's it. This was never complicated in the first place. Look, I swear, I'm not going back on my word here. I'm not burying him, okay? But this was never something that required some big breakthrough mental moment. All he had to do was throw some of the best stuff in baseball somewhere where the umpire could call it a strike. He did that. And San Diego's hitters, including their superstars and everybody else, they couldn't touch it. They couldn't touch it. 97 with the heat. The curve was falling off a table. It was beautiful to watch. He mixed in changeups. He mixed in sliders. He worked upstairs, the stuff that Oscar Marine's been drilling him on. He didn't back off when the Padres got a man or two on base. He didn't back off when he saw some big famous guy coming to the box. He didn't do any of that stuff. He just pitched. He just pitched. Look, if this is what it takes, great. Oscar Marine came out at one point for a mound visit. He had a bunch of those last night. He came out for one of those with Keller. Now, the press box is a little bit too far from the mound for me to tell you what they were discussing. But in attempting to read body language and indefinitely noticing that it didn't last very long, I don't think Marine went out there to talk shop. I don't think he went out there to say, "Hey, here comes this really challenging hitter, Mitch. Let's see how we can handle him." Uh-uh. It was a lot more and at the same time a lot less than that. And after the game, Keller was in this exceptionally bubbly mood, even apologized to us reporters for being the only starting pitcher to blow off his post game, which he did last week. Not that that's ever sought or wanted, but I'm just giving it to you as an example of where he was. Somebody basically took the keys away from him. Somebody said, "Listen, you've got the arm, but we're going to handle the rest, okay? You have one of the best defensive catchers on the planet. You have one of the best game callers on the planet. Smart guy, this Stallings. Listen to him. Wherever it is that he puts his glove, throw it there. Don't throw it somewhere else trying to avoid a bad outcome. Don't get clever. Don't outthink yourself. Don't be afraid." And he wasn't. He was so good. Did I say I was going to say nothing about this? Okay, I kind of did, just a little bit. But he earned it. That was impressive. When we come back, just one question. Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question, and that's brought to you on this program always by the good people at North Shore Tavern. That is directly across Federal Street from PNC Park and directly adjacent to Mike's Beer Bar. In fact, they are companion establishments. If you've been to Mike's, you'll feel just as strongly about North Shore Tavern, home of Steak on a Stone, also home to the world's only fully dedicated Pirates sports bar. Great time to go there now, by the way, while the club is on the road, and enjoy the games with other Pirates fans. Safe setting, spaced out, all that other stuff. North Shore Tavern. And the question comes from R. Pumilia, who asks, "I hate to jinx him, but Richard Rodriguez has given up one hit all year?" Yeah, I guess he has. You know what's funny about that is that Rodriguez should have been the National League's reliever of the month by about a billion miles with how well he's pitched. Not how well, how brilliantly he's pitched for the Pirates. He still hasn't been named closer. Did you know that? Like, that has not formally come up. They just give him the ball in the ninth inning when they're leading, but without him being called anything. The reason that he didn't get the NL fireman thing is that Mark Melancon here in San Diego won it. You know why he got it? 9 saves. Ooh, because saves are still a thing in 2021, which is incredible considering how much the advanced analytics community pans them. And eventually, they tend to have their way with these kinds of things. Yes, RBIs still exist. Yes, batting average still exists. But I have a feeling they're going to end up doing away with pitching wins and saves and stuff like that before long. Saves are a terribly unfair way to compare closers. Think about it. Melancon is pitching for San Diego. He gets all kinds of chances to finish. Wins, you know? Rodriguez, all he's done is every single time he's taken the ball for the Pirates, with the Pirates in a position to win the game, he's wrapped it up. Can't judge him on a team stat, which is what saves really are. Look instead at the control that he's shown, the different pitches that he's able to use to generate swings and misses. And the fact that this is the nuttiest part about Rich Rod to date is that he hasn't even gotten unlucky. Did you stay up and watch the game last night? I know what time it was back home, but did you stay up? Did you see that ball off Austin Nola's bat for the final out? Did you think it was out? Did you think it might have been out in any ballpark other than Petco? You're probably right. But was it out? Nope. Nope. Ka'ai Tom was out there waiting for it with his glove. He had to leap a little bit. It wasn't super dramatic. But it was the third out. It was the 27th out. I've got the best Rich Rod stat of all to share with you. And you're going to think I'm making this up. It's so ridiculous. He has now retired 28 batters in a row. That's a perfect game and an extra dude for the cherry on top. The equivalent of a perfect game. 27 batters up, 27 batters down. He's been unbelievable. I'm glad you asked about him. Thank you very much for the question, and thanks to everybody for listening. We'll do another one of these Daily Shot of Pirates things tomorrow.
Point Park University, in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's the point. Point Park University.
Your front door, your car, your gym locker, your gun. Safety is a habit. Learn more about how to keep guns safe and secure. Visit projectchildsafe.org.